inside. Maybe you're not alone. Oh, wear my heart on my sleeve. Oh, wear my heart on my sleeve. Oh, wear my heart on my sleeve. Oh, wear my heart on my sleeve.
These are your information stations, WJMA, WJMA-FM, Orange. Temperatures are 20 and 68 at 8 o'clock. The news sponsored by Altman Furniture Company, Bird Street in Orange, and here's what's new. An Air India jetliner on a domestic flight was hijacked early today and forced to land at Lahore, Pakistan. Officials at Lahore say all 77 passengers were allowed to leave the plane unharmed. It's reported unofficially that the plane later left Lahore for the Middle East. A radio report from Israel quotes sources at the Tel Aviv airport saying the plane was approaching the Arab sheikhdom of Bahrain and was trying to establish contact with its airport tower. An airline spokesman in New Delhi says there are believed to be at least two hijackers and they are armed. Spokesman said that one of the hijackers spoke good Urdu, a language of northern India and Pakistan, but no indication of his nationality. Sources in New Delhi said earlier that a single hijacker was responsible. South African authorities placed the death toll at 26 after 3 days of anti-government rioting by non-whites in the Cape Town area. Police gunfire killed 16 persons yesterday, 19 others were wounded. The most serious disorders were reported in the mixed-race township of Manberg, where police killed 12 persons, including an 8-year-old boy they said was part of a crowd looting a liquor store. In the town of Parel, 35 miles from Cape Town, the business center was described as absolute chaos and looking like a battlefield after police used gunfire and tear gas against crowds of stone-throwing colored students. Meanwhile, police have been organizing convoys to protect white motorists in the Cape Town area, and three more black journalists in Soweto near Johannesburg have been arrested under new security laws that permit detention without trial. A Ford Motor Company vice president says the automaker probably will put a revised contract offer on the bargaining table this morning in an effort to restart talks with the United Auto Workers. The two sides remain far apart on every major issue, including wages, health care, pensions, and a reduction in working time. Current contracts with the nation's big four automakers covering 700,000 workers expire Tuesday at midnight. The UAW has targeted Ford to set the standards for an industry-wide contract. The two sides have not met since Tuesday, and UAW President Leonard Woodcock says the talks are still on square one. The union has taken the position that only major concessions by Ford can avert a strike. President Ford meets with Roman Catholic leaders today at the White House for discussion of the abortion issue. He'll be trying to convince them that he's more sympathetic to their views than Jimmy Carter. Yesterday, Ford spoke to Jewish leaders at the B'nai B'rith Convention. He told them that Carter's proposals for cutting the defense budget would cripple America's ability to supply and defend its allies. Jimmy Carter greets factory workers this morning in Milwaukee following a torchlight parade last night in Chicago. There, the Democratic presidential nominee continued to hit hard against President Ford, whom he accused of hiding in the White House. While giving a speech at a Chicago shopping center, Carter again was harassed by anti-abortion demonstrators who chanted, "Life, life, life," in an attempt to drown out Carter's remarks. But Carter appeared unflustered and said it was all part of campaigning among the people. Senate House conferees have agreed on final terms for a tax bill that's expected to win congressional approval next week and be signed by President Ford. For the average American taxpayer, the bill would continue current $15 billion annual tax cuts through next year. This is WJMA Radio News.
The Spirit of 76. You hear a lot about that these days, and the Spirit of 76 is still going strong at Altman Furniture Company in Orange. Right now, there's a fine value in Kingsdown bedding, a beautiful new Sleeping Beauty mattress design with revolutionary low prices. It's a limited time offer, so you'll have to act soon if you want to get in on all the savings. Kingsdown Sleeping Beauty mattress comes with a beautiful cover. It's a commemorative design in heavy fabric, a thick foam topper on either side so you can flip the mattress for longer wear. And Sleeping Beauty is extra firm. Well, you'll have to feel that to believe it. Prices during this special sale at Altman start at $59.50 for the single-size mattress, and you have your choice of double, queen, and king-size, too. The larger the mattress, the larger your savings. Come see and sample new Sleeping Beauty by Kingsdown. On sale now during the Spirit of 76 sale at Altman Furniture Company on Bird Street in Orange.
WJMA Radio News Time, 8:05. Breezy today with showers and thunderstorms likely, highs the low and mid-80s. But with steadier falling temperatures this afternoon, breezy clearing and cool tonight, lows around 50. Sunny and cool tomorrow, highs the mid-70s. Chance of rain 60% today, near zero tonight and tomorrow. Winds are going to be from the south at 5 to 15 this morning. They'll shift to the northwest at 15 to 25 about midday, and diminish to 10 to 15 miles an hour tonight. 20 and 68 are the temperatures in Orange this morning. Our humidity stands at 95%. The news sponsored by Altman Furniture Company, Bird Street, Orange. The News at 8, written by Associated Press news writer Jeff Walsh. I'm Ross Hunter for WJMA Radio News.
I used to play around with hearts, hastening at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. Hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
That song sold at least a million back in 1958 for Ricky Nelson, Poor Little Fool. It's 8 minutes after 8 o'clock here at WJMA on this Friday morning. Pat's Picks coming at 8:15 today. Here's George Benson and This Masquerade.
Are we really happy here with this lonely game we play? Looking for words to say. Searching but not finding understanding. In a masquerade. Both afraid to say we're just too far away from being close together from the start. Try to talk it over, but the words got in the way. We're lost inside this lonely game we play. Hearts of weeping disappear every time I see your eyes. No matter how hard I try, ooh, 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 to understand the reasons that we carry on this way. We're lost in a mess.
That's called This Masquerade, music by George Benson. 11 and a half minutes after 8 at WJMA.
Your IGA store's down to earth where you can still get your dollar's worth. And these folks treat you mighty nice while you like everything, including the price. Just listen to these words from IGA.
Mr. IGA in Gordonsville and Madison invite you to try their values. Table right chuck roast, center cut 69 a pound. Boneless chuck roast 99 a pound. Sweet potatoes 19 a pound. Six 12-ounce cans of Schlitz $1.39. IGA in Madison and Gordonsville.
Thoughtfulness is giving flowers for no special reason. Your lady is delighted when she receives flowers from Lacey's Florist just because. And now, Lacey's has the new soft, delicate silk flowers of many colors. And for fall arrangements, how about those attractive dried flowers? Stop in or phone in your order. Lacey's Florist will help you choose the flowers that will be sure to please her. Lacey's, 672-4311, or stop by on Madison Road.
Now 12 and a half after 8 o'clock at WJMA, dove season gets underway tomorrow at noon. And Rebel Sporting Sales in Orange is going to help you get ready with low prices on Dove shells. 12-gauge shells, $2.99 a box, $58 a case at Rebel Sports. Pump shotguns priced from $79.95, while camouflage hunting vests are $7.95. And Rebel Sports has all the rest of the gear you'll need to make this dove season a good one. Rebel Sporting Sales in the Orange Park, the sportsman's paradise. Have another birthday letter this morning. It says, please say happy birthday to Geraldine Bright on Friday, but her birthday is Saturday. That's because we don't do the birthdays tomorrow, right? Okay, so happy birthday, Geraldine Bright, from her father, mother, brother, and sister. Geraldine's birthday is tomorrow. Do have a couple of birthdays today. We say happy birthday today to Roy Pritchett Jr., Susan Brizolara, Tommy Ragsdale, Randy Paget, Ricky Lamb. And also, ta-da, ta-da, WUMA having a birthday today. Where is that? It's got to be a misprint. That must be WJMA. That's right. Happy birthday to us today. Dolly Madison Garden Club, or wait a minute, that's not right either. Dolly Madison, number 160, Order of the Eastern Star, meets at 7:45 tonight. 14 after 8 o'clock at WJMA this morning. In a minute or so, we'll be getting to Pat's Picks, and you can find out who's going to win all the football games this weekend. No need to even go, because Pat never misses, right? Tonight's the final night of revival services at Shady Grove Baptist Church. 7:30 tonight, Reverend Green from Washington is their guest speaker. And from the lost and found this morning, a female German Shepherd is found in Leyden Village near Madison. If yours, 948-6320, 948-6320. It's 8:15 at WJMA. This is Pat's Picks, a weekly look into the crystal ball to select the winners of area high school football games, the week's big college games, and the National Football League. Our expert picker is Pat Watson, WJMA's resident football fan. Pat's Picks brought to you three times each Friday during football season by the Charlottesville Daily Progress, Central Virginia's daily hometown newspaper. Read about tonight's games tomorrow in the Daily Progress. Well, Pat, last week you had a percentage of being correct of 625. Can you match that this week, do you think?
I don't know, but I'll try.
Okay, we'll be back to find out right after this.
Don Cronin, Gary Kramer, and Jim Novell. They all cover sports for Central Virginia's daily hometown newspaper, the Daily Progress. For full coverage of high school, college, and pro football, turn to the sports pages of the Daily Progress. Read about tonight's games tomorrow in the Daily Progress. Home delivery is only $1 a week.
Home delivery of the Daily Progress is as near as your phone. Call Collect 804-295-0856. The Charlottesville Daily Progress.
Last week on our first Pat's Picks program, Pat came up with five right out of the games we picked and gave her a winning percentage of 625 last week. This week, it may be a little easier. You've had a week to observe the teams and see how they play.
I don't know whether it's going to be a little easier or a little harder, Ross.
Okay. Well, how about Orange at Waynesboro?
I'll pick Orange. Orange, they said, I didn't see the game myself, was right impressive, though Powhatan wasn't that much, but the boys looked good, and Waynesboro lost, so I'll choose Orange over Waynesboro.
All right. How about your old favorite, Madison at William Monroe?
You know I'll choose Madison.
Why?
Even though it's at William Monroe, and they always give them a good game, I'll still go with Madison.
How many straight Skyline games has Madison won? Regular season games?
51.
51.
That was including Friday night.
Okay.
I hope I'm right.
They won last week.
Right.
How about Loudoun Valley at Culpeper?
Culpeper looked real good Friday night. Loudoun Valley won, but since they're playing at Culpeper, I'll choose Culpeper over Loudoun Valley.
All right. Madison and Culpeper began the season last week.
Right.
And Madison won at 14-7?
Right. Well, okay. 14-6.
14-6.
Right.
Okay. What about Louisa at Verina, Battlefield District game?
Both teams won last week. Louisa was it 20-some to nothing or 30-some to nothing?
32-0, I believe.
And Verina one also, but I'll choose Verona. They're playing at Verona, and I'll choose Verona over Louisa.
Home field advantage?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that has a lot to do with it.
Got some college games coming up this weekend. A game that will start late in the afternoon here in Orange, be at 4:30. Virginia will be playing in the state of Washington.
Don't know anything about Washington, Ross. But
don't know much about Virginia either.
No, you've seen articles in the paper, but you still don't know until they play their first game. But I'll choose Virginia over Washington.
Okay. How about Virginia Tech at Texas A&M?
I'll choose Texas A&M. So
the Hokies are going to get you.
I know. But they are ranked, and last year they had a good team, and they were young, so they should be more experienced this year. So I'll choose Texas A&M over Tech.
All right, because Texas A&M's nationally ranked.
Right.
Maybe have an upset here.
They're playing at Texas, too. They might. I hope so, but I'll choose Texas.
All right. How about Richmond at Maryland?
I'll choose Maryland over Richmond.
And Madison College at Emory and Henry?
I don't know anything about the other college, and I'll go with Madison.
Madison started off on the winning foot last week.
Right, and I think it was 10 games in a row. Didn't they tie the first game of the season last year and then won the last nine?
I believe you're right.
Right, so this would be 10 in a row. It was 10 in a row. So if they win this, would it be 11 in a row?
Looks like a good football team in Harrisonburg.
Right.
We'll be back because Washington Redskins going to open their season with the New York Giants. We'll have that prediction after this.
Central Virginia's daily newspaper, The Daily Progress, has a commitment to cover sports. Each week, you'll read about the area high school games, the Virginia Big Five, the Atlantic Coast Conference, and the National Football League. For sports, turn to the sports pages of The Daily Progress. Home delivery, just $1 a week.
Home delivery of The Daily Progress is as near as your phone. Call Collect 804-295-0856. The Charlottesville Daily Progress.
Washington Redskins surprised you last week and lost to the Chicago Bears.
By field goals.
What are they going to do this week when they open the season with the New York Giants?
Let's see, Ross. The Giants have had a real good preseason. The Skins have not. But George Allen has not lost a home opener, and they're playing at Washington, and I'll choose the Skins.
All right, you want to go on a score with that one?
I'm not very good at scores.
But you do predict the Redskins over the Giants.
Maybe by a touchdown.
Okay. Orange is going to beat Waynesboro. Madison will beat William Monroe. Loudoun Valley over Culpeper. And Louisa will beat Verina. Let's reverse that one.
Yeah.
Verina's going to beat Louisa.
No, yeah, and Culpeper's going to beat Loudoun Valley.
Oh, I got two of them backwards. Well, we'll find out who's right next week on Pat's Picks. Pat's Picks brought to you three times each Friday by the Charlottesville Daily Progress. Read about tonight's games tomorrow in the Daily Progress. No doubt about it, that's the way the games will come out. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock at WJMA. If you missed part of Pat's Picks, program will repeat at 4:15 and 6:15 this afternoon. Here's our weather. Breezy today with showers or thunderstorms likely, highs the low to mid-80s, but steadier falling temperatures this afternoon. Breezy, clearing, and cool tonight, lows in the 50s. Sunny and cool tomorrow, highs the mid-70s. Chance of rain 60% today, near zero tonight and tomorrow. Winds going to be from the south 5 to 15 this morning, and they'll shift to the northwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour by midday. Then this afternoon or this evening, they ought to fall to 10 to 15 miles an hour. This morning in Orange, 20 and 68 are the temperatures, and our humidity is at 95%. It's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. You remember back in 1963, a song by the Chiffons called He's So Fine? Recently, a couple of days ago, a U.S. District Court judge found that ex-Beatle George Harrison was guilty of infringing the copyrights of He's So Fine with his 1970 song called My Sweet Lord. The judge, ruling on a complaint of plagiarism brought by Bright Tunes Music against Harris Songs Music, that's George Harrison's company, the judge said he didn't believe that Harrison deliberately plagiarized He's So Fine. Nevertheless, said the judge, it's clear that My Sweet Lord is the very same song as He's So Fine with different words. And he said Harrison did have access to He's So Fine. The judge said that under the copyright law, this is infringement of copyright and is no less so even though it may have been subconsciously accomplished. He's So Fine and My Sweet Lord, are they the same song? Do you remember them? In case you don't, put together a little thing for you. Now you can be the judge. Are these two songs really the same?
He's so fine.
Lord, my Lord.
Well, even if you say no, they are not the same song, the judge said yes, they are the same song. And sometime in a month or so, they'll figure out the money deal. It ought to be pretty good, because My Sweet Lord sold well over $1 million for George Harrison. It's 24 after 8 at WJMA this morning. When there is a painting job to be done, Benjamin Moore Paints from Tucker's Paint Shop in Orange will handle all your needs. Up to 1,400 decorator colors are available, and Jim Tucker's Benjamin Moore Paints are all priced down, whether you buy 1 gallon or 100. And Tucker's Paint Shop has brushes, rollers, paint trays, drop cloths, everything you need to do the job the right way. Tucker's Paint Shop, Chapman Street in Orange, where they always offer you more.
At National Bank and Trust, we receive a lot of interesting letters from our customers. Like this one. Dear National Bank, I think you're wonderful. I think your tellers are the friendliest and your service is the fastest. But most of all, I think your free checking is a lifesaver. I hope you won't ever give it up, especially since a lot of other banks are starting to charge. Keep up the good work. I think you're terrific. At National Bank, one of the reasons we've maintained free checking is because we think you're terrific, too. Customers like you are very important to us, and we offer extra services like free checking for your benefit. At National Bank, we're always looking for more ways and more services to keep your business and to keep you happy. After all, if you're happy, we're happy. If you're not happy, we're out of business. National Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
William Jett bought a new Maverick fully equipped, including automatic transmission, power steering, air conditioning, and lots more for only $4,112.
Other car dealers may make promises, but the Ford Minutemen tell you the prices people actually paid for their Fords. You may pay more or less, and state and local taxes are extra, but your Ford dealer's all-out clearance sale is a great buying opportunity.
Nancy Hurley bought a 1976 Pinto station wagon with power steering, AM/FM radio, and white sidewall tires for $3,399.
1976 Fords are selling at the lowest prices of the year. There are Pintos, Mavericks, Mustang 2s, Granadas, virtually any Ford you want, and all are clearance priced.
Charles King bought a Ford Pinto Pony MPG with standard equipment and white sidewalls for only $2,893.
Don't wait. See the straight-shooting Ford Minutemen now.
Ask a friend about Firestone, Firestone, Firestone.
Tie a string around your finger if necessary, but don't forget their anniversary at Firestone in Orange. They're celebrating with big tire deals on many sports and champions for small cars. 613 size Champion Blackwall, for example, $17 plus $1.48 federal excise tax exchange. Firestone in Orange.
Firestone.
27 minutes after 8 o'clock is our time at WJMA this morning, and the news is coming up next at 8:30 this morning. But first, music from Engelbert Humperdinck and The Way It Used to Be.
Lonely table just for one, in a bright and crowded room, while the music has begun. I drink to memories in the gloom. Though the music's still the same, it has a bitter, sweet refrain. So play the song the way it used to be. So tender, she will always remember the way it used to be. Friends stop by and say hello.
when I laugh and hide the pain. It's quite easy to let go. Then the song begins again. So play the song the way it used to be.
These are your information stations, WJMA and WJMA-FM in Orange. Temperatures are 20 and 68 at 8:30. The news sponsored by Rogers Masonry, North Nelson Street in Orange. And here's what's new. Both sides in the Lebanese Civil War charge today that the other side is bringing in arms and reinforcements for a military showdown. Officials say all 77 passengers have been allowed to leave a hijacked Indian jetliner in Lahore, Pakistan. The official China news agency says the body of Mao Zedong will lie in state in the Great People's Hall in Peking for 1 week, beginning tomorrow. President Idi Amin of Uganda said today that Secretary of State Kissinger's interest in Africa is newly founded and is due to election year politics in the United States. Heavily armed South African police patrolled the streets of Cape Town today, following 3 days of violent demonstrations by blacks and mulattoes. In area news this morning, the Culpeper Office of Virginia Employment Commission said that the job market in Orange County is improving steadily, but the county unemployment rate is still above the state average. Local Commission Manager David Moats said that 6.8% of the civilian labor force in Orange County is unemployed. That figure is for the month of July and shows a percentage point drop since June. Moats said that general hiring across the county and at Emerson Electric is helping to lower the jobless rate. Also, future jobs at the new Colonial Square Shopping Center will help keep it down. Commission placed 42 people in jobs in July and found 35 jobs for local people in August. Gordonsville's holding a festival this weekend to benefit the Exchange Hotel. Highlight of the 2-day event will be an auction starting at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Everything from antiques to modern appliances and knickknacks will be sold, and the proceeds will go toward further restoration of the historic pre-Civil War Exchange Hotel. All items to be auctioned have been donated. If you want to donate something, call Mrs. Curtis Fitzhugh at 832-2186. So far, Historic Gordonsville Incorporated has managed to raise enough money to completely redo the facade of the Exchange Hotel. On September 30th, Governor Godwin will visit the building. Seems that Gordonsville has jumped on the CB bandwagon. Town Manager Cecil Haney said yesterday that all 5 town-owned vehicles are being equipped with CB radios. Actually, there is a practical reason for it. Town employees now will be able to keep in touch without having to run all over the countryside tracking each other down. CBs are being purchased and installed through Little Chief Market. Base unit will be in the town office. Going to make a clean sweep of the town is what Gordonsville Town Manager Cecil Haney said about a new cleanup program. Letters are going out shortly to Gordonsville property owners asking them to clean up their yards, remove brush, and cut tall weeds. Haney said that if people let their yards get too overgrown, the town will go in and clean it up for them and charge them for it on next year's tax bill. Haney said that 15 years ago, Gordonsville was one of the neatest towns in the state, but recently it's slipped from this distinction. State policeman G.F. Houseman reports that an Elkton man was injured in a single-car accident in Barbersville around 1:15 yesterday morning. Trooper Houseman says George D. McDaniel ran his 1974 sedan off the left side of Route 33 and struck a tree. The Orange County Rescue Squad took McDaniel to University of Virginia Hospital, where he was treated for head injuries, cuts, and bruises. About $1,000 worth of damage was done to the car. Trooper Houseman says charges are pending. Governor Godwin has approved emergency drought relief in the form of feed for livestock for 6 Virginia counties. The governor took the action yesterday for the counties of Cumberland, Powhatan, Prince Edward, Nottoway, Amelia, and Appomattox. Meanwhile, cattle producers in western Virginia were losing between $50 and $100 a head as the Roanoke Feeder Cattle Association opened its fall selling season last night. The sale opened with a capacity consignment of 2,006 yearling steers. Roanoke County Extension agent Lowell Gobble says the lack of adequate feed supplies caused by the extended drought has forced the association to add a fifth fall sale to accommodate all the cattle that farmers are bringing to market. This is WJMA Radio News. We'll check the weather after this commercial message from Altman Furniture Company. From Rogers Masonry. Rogers Masonry is one of the largest masonry contractors in this area. They remind you that children are now back in school and special care must be taken when you meet or pass one of the many school buses, again traveling the highways. Virginia law requires that you come to a complete stop with your vehicle whenever a school bus is loading or discharging passengers, whether you're coming up behind or approaching the school bus in the other lane. The only exception is when the bus is on the other side of a divided four-lane highway, so drive carefully when you're near a school bus and prepare to stop should it flash the red light indicating passengers will be getting on or off. Failure to do so could mean a charge of reckless driving, but more importantly, it could injure or even kill a child. It's a public service reminder presented by the employees of Rogers Masonry with headquarters on North Nelson Street in Orange. WJMA Radio News Times, now 8:35. Breezy today with showers or thunderstorms likely, highs in the low and mid-80s, but steady or falling temperatures this afternoon. Breezy, clearing and cool tonight, lows in the 50s. Sunny and cool tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. Chance of rain 60% today, near zero tonight and tomorrow. Winds going to be from the south at 5 to 15 miles an hour this morning, shifting to the northwest 15 to 25 about midday, and they'll diminish to 10 to 15 miles an hour tonight. This morning, 20 and 68 in Orange, and our humidity is at 95%. The news sponsored by Rogers Masonry, North Nelson Street in Orange. I'm Ross Hunter for WJMA Radio News. There's the Starland Vocal Band, song called Afternoon Delight. 18 before 9 at WJMA. Doesn't have to be an excuse to take home a box of Russell Stover candy from Ricketts Drugs in Orange. If there's no birthday or anniversary to celebrate, no holiday to splurge on, Russell Stover candy is just as delicious, just as mouthwatering any day. And Russell Stover candies come in many sizes at Ricketts Drugs in Orange, from less than a pound right up to 5 or even 10-pound boxes. Treat yourself or surprise her with Russell Stover candy from Ricketts Drugs, Main Street, Orange.
Fall's a great time of year for new clothes from Little Fifth Avenue shops in Orange and Louisa. And fall's right around the corner, less than 2 weeks away. Little Fifth Avenue shops have new Catalina two-piece outfits, Old Salem contemporary sportswear, Tanner dresses in lovely styles, and a beautiful group of leather coats. That's right, leather coats. It's all new for fall, and it's all on display at Little Fifth Avenue shops in Orange and Louisa, where beauty is their business.
It's not a cola. It's something much, much more. It's not a root beer. There are root beers by the score. Drink Dr. Pepper, the joy of every boy and girl.
The Swan Silver Tones and Dr. Pepper, two originals. Dr. Pepper's now available in 8-pack, 16-ounce bottles.
It's now 16 and a half before 9 o'clock, and it's time for us to present this week's DeVivi Athlete of the Week Award. And our DeVivi Athlete of the Week will receive a certificate for two fried chicken dinners from the DeVivi restaurant, Route 15, south of Orange. Bill Little has this week's award right after this.
The DeVivi Restaurant Salad Bar is open for lunch and dinner. Crisp, fresh lettuce with several choice vegetables. Salad dressings to whet every appetite. Have a DeVivi salad as the main course or mix one up to have with a meal. Whichever you choose, you're the boss. You mix your own salad the way you want it. Take the family to DeVivi's tonight or plan to entertain guests or just go yourself for a delicious meal. The DeVivi Restaurant, Route 15 South, Orange.
And with the DeVivi Athlete of the Week Award this week, here's Bill Little.
Sorry we're a little late. The judges had made their decision, but had forgotten to type it up for you, Ross. So we'll announce that Charles William Berry of the Orange High varsity football team is our DeVivi Athlete of the Week. He played both on offense and defense in the 28-0 win over Powhatan. Did a fine job both ways. It was difficult to come up with a most outstanding Hornet because there were several of them, but catching the pass and going for the touchdown and for lots of yardage gained on the ground and for an outstanding game at linebacker, our DeVivi Athlete of the Week award goes to Charles William Berry of the Orange High Fighting Hornets football team.
And certificate for two fried chicken dinners from the DeVivi restaurant on Route 15 south of Orange will be in the mail shortly to this week's DeVivi Athlete of the Week. It's now 15 minutes before 9 o'clock, and it's time to check sports. This sports check, sponsored by Schaefer Motor Company, member of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club. And Bill Little is back again with sports. I guess high school football is the top of sports, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, it's moving into its second week tonight, and I looked at the weather map this morning carefully. I predict that there will be no showers by tonight. We may have a little damp feel, but it's not going to be bad. The Skyline District has four games tonight. There's one in the Battlefield District and lots of non-league action. The Madison Mountaineers travel to Greene County. They'll take on the Green Dragons of William Monroe in a traditionally tough game. In other Skyline action, Luray visits Elkton. Montevideo will host Stonewall, and Strasburg will be at Page County. Now, in Battlefield action, there's just one regular season game, a district game, Verina. The Blue Devils surprised AAA Patrick Henry last week. Patrick Henry isn't the strongest AAA team in the world, but it should be a good one. Verina will host Louisa this evening. Louisa was a 32-0 winner over Goochland. Out of district games, the Orange Hornets travel to Waynesboro to face the Little Giants. Hornets will be trying to avenge that game of last year when we lost 15-14 in the final minutes. Waynesboro lost last week 14-0 while Orange rolled over Powhatan. Other games tonight, Loudoun Valley at Culpeper, Robert E. Lee of Stanton at Spotsylvania, Osborne hosts James Monroe, and Fort Defiance will be at Central. Also, the Orange High cross country team opens its season this afternoon against Charlottesville, and meet time will be 4 o'clock. Now, in basketball, Ross, the Orange High girls basketball team opened the 1976 season at home last night, and I understand that David Taylor has more on that.
The Orange Hornets girls basketball team, the defending Battlefield District champions, ran into a tough AAA team from Stafford, the result of 56-43 loss for the Hornets. Orange never led in the ball game, trailing 13-0 at one point and 32-8 at the half. Hornets Bonnie Long, Cheryl Avery, and Carol Nowakowski, though, came alive in the second half. The rally fell short and was simply too little too late. Final score 56-43, Stafford. Stafford's Tanya Diggs and Teresa Jensen led the winners with 23 and 15 points, respectively. The leading Hornet scorers were Bonnie Long and Carol Nowakowski, both with 10 points. The Hornets will be away at Harrisonburg on Saturday night. They will return home against William Monroe Wednesday night. That game will be heard right here on WJMA. Again, the final score, Stafford 56, Orange 43. I'm David Taylor for WJMA Sports.
The Orange JV girls also lost yesterday. It was 23-21 in double overtime after they lost a 13-3 halftime lead. We'll have more sports news, fans, in just a moment.
Schaefer Motor Company has moved its used car and wheel horse tractor operations to the Route 20 bypass in Orange. In addition, Schaefer Motor Company has taken on the Echo and Homelite chainsaw lines and is a complete motorcycle service and accessories center. For excellent values on used cars and for end-of-season prices on famous wheel horse riding mowers and lawn and garden tractors, visit Schaefer Motor Company soon. New headquarters on the Route 20 bypass, Orange.
Let's quickly give you the baseball scores. Oakland 2, Chicago 1, American League Boston 5, Detroit nothing, Cleveland over Baltimore 4-3, Yankees keep winning 4-2 over Milwaukee, Kansas City 6, California 5 in 10 innings, and Minnesota 6, Texas nothing. Philadelphia's Phillies finally won 4-2 over Chicago, St. Louis downed Montreal 6-1, Cincinnati 4, Houston 3, San Diego 4, Atlanta 3, and the Giants 4, the Dodgers 2. Syracuse Chiefs have upped their lead in the International Baseball League playoff series with Richmond to 2-0. Chiefs won 2-1 last night in Richmond. Chrissy Evert faces Mimi Jasovec in a semifinal match today in the U.S. Open Tennis Championships at Forest Hills, New York. Yvonne Goolagong will face Diane Fromholtz in the other semifinal. Men's semifinals tomorrow. Bjorn Borg of Sweden will be in that one against Ilya Nastasi, and Jimmy Connors will match Argentina's Guillermo Villas, and the winners will meet in the finals. UCLA quarterback Jeff Dankworth was the leader last night, 28-10 for UCLA over Arizona State. It was all UCLA after State had taken a brief 3-0 lead. Bob Smith's in a three-way tie with Tom Watson and rookie George Burns for the lead. The World Golf Open Tournament going into its second round today. And the two Virginia Big Five college football teams that opened their seasons last week go on the road tomorrow. One of the other three will be even further from home. Virginia Tech's Gobblers, who beat Wake Forest, go to Texas A&M, probably the toughest foe they'll face all year. Richmond will play at Maryland. Boy, that's not going to be easy. Dick Bestwick will try to pump new life into Virginia out on the coast. They'll be taking on Washington. Another opener a lot closer, William and Mary's Indians, will play host to VMI. And four of Virginia's college division teams will be in action tomorrow. Norfolk State opens defense of their title at home against Elon. Hampton-Sydney won over last week. They'll take a six-game win streak to Guilford. And highlighting the night schedule for college division teams, Madison's Dukes look for number 11 at Emory and Henry. Madison won last week. Some of the Orange fans were over there. Well, fans, tonight it's football. We'll have the broadcast starting on WJMA at 7:45 this evening. Hope you'll be there. And then Saturday morning, Ted Carroll will have the DeVivi High School scoreboard at 8:15. All the scores of all the high school games around the state. Ross, took a lot of time, but there's a lot of sports and a lot of action tonight.
It's worth it, I guess. Thank you, Bill. We'll be listening for you tonight with the Orange game. Sports this morning, sponsored by Schaefer Motor Company, member of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club, and in just a minute, we'll check weather.
They're having an open house.
Where?
At Heritage Homes in Louisa.
When?
This Sunday the 12th, from 10 o'clock in the morning till 6 at night.
Why?
Come on by and talk with the folks at Heritage Homes about your new home. And there's financing available, including VA loans for qualified buyers.
Okay, let's see if I've got it. This Sunday at the Heritage Homes in Louisa on Route 22, 4 miles west of Boswell's Tavern, is the open house from 10 to 6.
That's right.
When you're in a hurry to call someone, why go round in circles? Tap it out on a Touchtone phone.
Ruthie, stop baking those cookies. The bake sale's off.
Touchtone phones are so fast and easy, it only takes a few seconds to keep in touch.
Betty, hold the brownies. Martha, forget the pies.
Fast and easy Touchtone phones from C&P. Why go round in circles when you can be right on the button?
Here's the weather. Breezy today, showers or some thunderstorms likely. Highs low and mid-80s, but steadier falling temperatures this afternoon. Breezy clearing and cool tonight with lows in the 50s. Should be sunny and cool tomorrow. Highs mid-70s. Chance of rain 60% today. About zero tonight and tomorrow. Winds from the south, 5 to 15 miles an hour this afternoon. They'll shift to the northwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour about midday, and diminish to 10 to 15 miles an hour tonight. 20 and 68 in Orange this morning, humidity 95%. 7 till 9 at WJMA. Here's Frank Sinatra.
Stargazer, you with your head in the heavens, you'll never get by walking that high off the ground. Hey, moon dreamer, I've been around and I've seen it. The higher you get, the harder they let you down. You pay your dues, it seems forever. And if you're clever, you may be in for a while, then you're out of style. Hey, stargazer, probably think I'm crazy. You haven't heard one single word I said. No, I don't want to burst your bubble, but you've got trouble. Don't you know the higher the top, the longer the drop? Hey, stargazer, jump on it, Sam. Get all over that thing. Top, the longer the drop. Hey,
Frank Sinatra, and the song is Stargazer. Neil Diamond wrote that, and Neil Diamond also has that song on his Beautiful Noise album. It's 4 minutes till news time at 9 at WJMA this morning. Ross Hunter here till 12 noon today. You looking for something special in a work boot? Then try a pair of Pecos boots by Red Wing. Pecos boots, built for men who like handsome, distinctive styling. Now here's a boot that stands toe-to-toe with the roughest work, and a sure cure for 5 o'clock feet. Pecos is a man's boot every step of the way, mastercrafted in many styles from top quality leathers. So take some independent action. Stop at Orange Sports and Hardware in the Perry Plaza Shopping Center and see for yourself why Pecos boots are the smartest work boot going.
Virginia Federal now offers you a wonderfully convenient way to save. It's the PassCard Savings Account, an easier, faster, safer method for you to carry out your transactions. With your PassCard, you need no passbook. Transactions are recorded immediately, and every 3 months you'll be mailed a statement. You'll enjoy the same maximum interest compounded continuously, and each account is insured to $40,000 by a government agency. Virginia Federal, Main Street and Madison Road, Orange. Stop in soon.
When it comes to financing an automobile, Reynolds GMC Center goes all out to help you. Many people simply arrange their own credit terms with their favorite bank, but others come to Reynolds for help. They'll make all the calls and get you the lowest possible interest rate on a monthly payment plan to fit your own personal financial situation. So if there's a used car or a new car that you'd like to have from Reynolds lot, they'll help you with all the financial details. Reynolds GMC Center, Madison Road, Orange.
Just as much as ever.
Here's Bobby Vinton.
I need you and want you to be near. Just as much as ever. I love you and always will, my dear. Even though we two are parted, my feelings for you never.
never drawn. For loving you is something I started and don't know how to stop. Just as much as ever, I'm hoping that you'll be mine again. Darling, 'cause I'll never be satisfied till then. For I am still the same old me with the same old love for you. Just as much as ever, my heart beats for you.
Just as much as ever, I'm hoping that you'll be mine again.
Darling, 'cause I'll never be sad.
Bobby Vinton and Just As Much As Ever, music from 1968. These are your information stations, WJMA, WJMA-FM in Orange. The temperatures are 24 and 75 at 9, and here's what's new. There are some conflicting reports in connection with a hijacking this morning of an Indian Airlines airliner. Earlier reports said all 77 passengers were released when the plane, hijacked on a domestic flight over India, was forced to land at Lahore, Pakistan. Sources in Pakistan and New Delhi now say only 3 of the passengers were released. And an earlier report said the plane had left Lahore after refueling, but Pakistani and Indian sources now say the plane is still on the ground. There is no official word on the number or nationality of the hijackers. Sources say variously there are 1, 2, or 3 hijackers. Leftist Muslim and right-wing Christians each charged today that the other side is bringing in arms and reinforcements for a showdown in Lebanon's civil war. Leftists say Syrian intervention forces in Lebanon have been beefed up by 2 armed brigades from Jordan. Rightists claim that Palestinian guerrillas just received dozens of modern Soviet-made missiles. There were night-long artillery duels in the mountains surrounding Beirut. Spokesmen for both sides claimed they inflicted heavy damage. There were machine gun clashes and grenade assaults through the night along the line that divides Beirut into Muslim and Christian sectors. Hospitals report more than 50 killed and 70 wounded during the night. The official China news agency says the body of Mao Zedong will lie in state in the Great People's Hall in Peking for a week, beginning tomorrow. Mao died yesterday at age 82. Chinese news media has not given the cause of death, but Mao has been in failing health for a long time. The U.S. liaison office in Peking says official messages of condolence will be delivered to the Chinese government today. China watchers say the current policy of friendship with the United States and hostility toward the Soviet Union is likely to continue unless extremists come to power. Observers say the Peking hierarchy has a deep-seated fear of Soviet expansionism and intends to maintain relations with the United States. President Idi Amin of Uganda today criticized Secretary of State Kissinger's attitude toward Africa. Amin said Kissinger's interest in Africa is newly founded and is due to election year politics in the United States. Amin's remarks were broadcast by Uganda Radio. African police patrolled the streets of Cape Town today following 3 days of violent demonstrations by blacks and mulattoes. Police say at least 16 people died and 19 were wounded in rioting yesterday. There was looting, arson, and stoning of police in several areas. The Pretoria government today removed some of what it termed obsolete practices and usages causing unrest among South Africans of mixed race. The list, aimed at ending some racially discriminatory practices, appears to fall short of demands being made by militants. One decision will allow more freedom to colored and Indian businessmen to trade in white areas outside their segregated townships. Another would open to colored and Indian businessmen industrial zones now reserved for whites. This is WJMA Radio News.
At First Virginia Bank, we're always close by.
From Virginia's highlands to the seacoast, in the cities, on the farms, and in the towns, there are First Virginia bankers there to help you. It's good to know they'll always be around.
You don't know what a team can do until you see those greenback passers in action at First Virginia Bank of Orange. Their center loan officer has a pass pattern that can't be beat for passing you the greenbacks for a new car. 9.31 annual percentage rate for new car loans. Best pass around. Visit First Virginia Bank, Madison Road, Orange. The greenback passers can get you driving in style.
If there's a way to do what you want to do, First Virginia Bank will see you through.
Member FDIC.
WJMA Radio News Time, now 9:05. Breezy today with showers or thunderstorms likely, highs in the low and mid-80s, but with steadier falling temperatures this afternoon. Breezy, clearing and cool tonight, lows in the 50s, sunny and cool tomorrow, highs mid-70s. The chance of rain 60% today, near zero tonight and tomorrow. Winds from the south, 5 to 15 miles an hour this morning, shifting to the northwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour, about midday, and diminishing later 10 to 15 miles an hour tonight. 24 and 75 this morning in Orange. The humidity is at 94%. The news at 9, written by Associated Press news writer Bill Murphy. I'm Ross Hunter for WJMA Radio News.
We'll be right back.
The group is Santa Fe, and there's the song Adios. It's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock at WJMA. Here's Johnny and June.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made, following behind you.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. Miller and a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blouse and your soft shoes shining?
If you were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, I'd not miss my colored blouse and my soft shoes shining.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my loneliness, give me your tomorrow. If I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
And would you not be above me? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my loneliness, give me your tomorrow.
Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash, or June Cash Carter, whichever you prefer. I guess she uses the professional name of June Carter. Anyway, If I Were a Carpenter is the name of the song. It's 12 after 9 at WJMA this morning. We're only 18 minutes away from today's swap shop.
Last call, last call. The last of the Ford and Mercury 1976 models are going fast at L&W Ford Orange. Stock's already down on several more popular cars, so hurry to L&W Ford if you want a 76 or one of the fine automobiles on the used car lot that have already been traded in on a new 76. Last call, last call. Register for Punt, Pass, and Kick at L&W Ford if you're a youngster from 8 to 13 and you'd like a chance to win several valuable trophies and prizes. September 18th is Punt, Pass, and Kick Day in Orange, and you may register at L&W Ford up until that time. Last call. Last call.
Who is that man?
Man? That's the whole Virginia Tech football team getting ready for white meat at Virginia's Scott Stadium on October 16th.
Oh.
Tired of coming home from shopping broke and unable to complete your shopping list? Dollar General Store can stop all that with low prices, fine quality, and guaranteed satisfaction. How do they do it? Dollar General's the nation's largest dollar store chain. They buy in large quantities, pass the savings on to you. Shop Dollar General stores in Orange, Gordonsville, and Louisa, where every day is Dollar Day.
Every day is Dollar Day at Dollar General Store.
Here's a tip for quick summer meals from Safeway. Look at Safeway's large variety of frozen seafood. Nutritional, economical fillets of flounder, perch, and sole. Plus, thaw and cook dishes like crab cakes. Quick and easy Safeway frozen seafood. So thoroughly guaranteed, Safeway says with confidence, if you're not completely satisfied, your money will gladly be refunded.
Safeway, once you try to stay.
It's now 9:14 at WJMA. Let's check the morning bulletin board. In the lost and found department, a female German Shepherd is found in Leyden Village near Madison. If your dog, 948-6320. Two Airedale Terriers and one black part Irish Setter are lost near Syria. They all have collars and tags. Call 825-3232. A black Labrador retriever named Charlie was lost last night near Uno. 672-1286 is the phone number, 672-1286. A large brown and white male beagle without wearing a collar is lost. He was last seen on the Lahore Road with a female Cocker Spaniel last week. There is a reward offered. Call 672-3581 between 7 and 8 in the evenings. Revival services conclude tonight at Shady Grove Baptist Church, 7:30, with Reverend Green from Washington as the guest speaker. Ladies Auxiliary of Gordonsville Church of God is going to hold a rummage sale tomorrow from 9 to 5 in the Virginia National Bank parking lot in Gordonsville. There'll be a dinner and rummage sale at the home of Irene Towns in Roseville Saturday from noon till 6 to benefit Building Fund of Mount Sinai Baptist Church. United Gospel Stars will present a program at Branch Fork Baptist Church, Spotsylvania County. That'll be Saturday night at 7:30, sponsored by the Usher Board. Homecoming Day on Sunday at Craig's Baptist Church, morning service at 11, afternoon at 1:45. Reverend Clyde Finley will be the guest speaker, and lunch will be served. Services at Bethel Baptist Church at Unionville will be Sunday morning at 11:30. Guests will be Reverend William Crutchfield and his choir of Maryland. Lunch will be served. Services this Sunday at Maine Uno Baptist Church begin with a baptism at 10 o'clock, then the regular worship service at 11 o'clock. Maine Uno Baptist Church is going to have its annual Pastor's Aid Night on Sunday night at 7:30. Guests will be Reverend Walter Johnson, his choir, and congregation. The retired teachers of Orange County will meet at the Orange County Library on Monday, September 13th. And that will be at 2 o'clock. Orange County JC's monthly dinner meeting this Monday, 6:30 at the Orange County Airport. Speaker will be Bert Roby of the Orange Volunteer Fire Company. Virginia Museum Artmobile is going to be at Madison County High School Thursday, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. See, is that today? Yesterday, Thursday? I guess so. So we should say today and Monday and Tuesday of next week. Artmobile open from 9 to noon and 1 to 5 each day. No admission charge, and it's sponsored by Madison County Woman's Club. The Fall and Winter Story Hour will begin next Tuesday at the Orange County Public Library. Two groups, the first from 9:30 to 10:15, the second from 11 to 11:45. Story Hour is a program of stories, games, and films for children ages 3 to 5. For more information, call the library at 672-3811. Ann Mead Faulkner is in charge of the program. Four County Players present the musical comedy Once Upon a Mattress Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Barbersville Community Center. Performances tonight and tomorrow at 8:30, Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Play will be presented next weekend, except no Sunday matinee on the 19th. Tickets are $3 for adults, $2 for students, and $1 for children. And that's it for the bulletin board this morning. If you have something for our bulletin board, civic, social, religious, fraternal, a non-commercial activity you'd like mentioned on the radio, let us know about it by card or letter to Bulletin Board, WJMA Radio, Box 271 in Orange, zip code 22960. Here's our weather forecast. Breezy today with showers or thunderstorms likely, highs in the low and mid-80s, but with steadier falling temperatures this afternoon. Breezy, clearing and cool tonight with lows in the 50s. Sunny and cool tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. Chance of rain 60% today, near zero tonight and tomorrow. Winds going to be from the south at 5 to 15 miles an hour this morning. They'll shift to the northwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour about midday and diminish to 10 to 15 miles an hour tonight. 24 and 75 are the temperatures, and our humidity is at 94% this morning. It's 19 after 9, and here's James Taylor.
You can play the game, and you out of heart, though you know it wasn't written for you. But tell me, how can you stand there with your broken heart, ashamed of playing a fool? But one thing can lead to another. It doesn't take any sacrifice. Oh, father and mother, sister and brother, if it feels nice, don't think twice. Just
shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel.
Things are gonna work out fine if you only will. Do as I say.
Taylor, and that song is called Shower the People. It's 22 and a half minutes after 9 WJMA time on this Friday morning.
Some friends of mine right here in town have got the best food store around. They can really help you save too. IGA is right for you. From IGA in Jefferson Country, take a listen.
IGA Table Right Hen Turkeys, 10 to 14 pounds, 59 cents a pound at IGA in Gordonsville and Madison. Table Right Ground Beef, 79 a pound. Yellow Onions, 3 pounds for 49. Jif Peanut Butter, 18-ounce jar, 79 cents. IGA in Madison and Gordonsville.
Here's music from 1971, done by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
Let him up the drum so big.
Music from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and that is called Bless You. It's 26 minutes after 9 at WJMA this morning. Time for the following program, paid for by Faith Bible Baptist Church of Unionville.
Hello there, my name is Grayson Delano. I'm the pastor of Faith Bible Baptist Church, and I'd like to share with you this morning from John chapter 15, verse 5. And the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking, and he said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Watchman Nee was asked one time the question, what are you learning these days? Watchman Nee replied, I'm learning that without Christ I can do nothing. And the person who was inquiring said, do you mean to tell me that without Jesus you can't do anything? And he said, maybe I should change that and put it a different way. And so Watchman Nee said, what I should say is, without Christ, all that I can do is nothing. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Before you can do anything that's really profitable spiritually and in the sight of God, you must first of all be in Christ. You must be saved. Jesus said, he that abideth in me and I in him, you cannot abide in him unless you're in him. And that is, when you're saved, you become a part of Christ. You're born into his family. And you become a child of God, and you're indwelt by Christ, and you indwell Christ. You are actually a part of him from that moment on. And then he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Jesus is concerned about fruit in your life, and he wants you to be fruitful. He wants your life to be happy, and he wants the things coming out of your life to be those things which are good and wholesome and pure in his sight. Without Christ, you can do nothing. If you're trying and struggling, perhaps even as a born-again Christian, to live successfully without having God's power in your life, then it's fruitless and vain. You need to turn to Christ. As you turn to him for salvation, you need to turn to him and abide in him for the victorious Christian life and for a life that is abundant and fruitful. If you're saved, just stay close to the Lord Jesus. And if you're not saved, I'd ask you to turn to him today. May the Lord bless you until we talk to you again.
Time for this program, paid for by Faith Bible Baptist Church of Unionville.
What makes a man decide to become a human cannonball? It's the thrill of it all. And you can watch the great Zucchini hurtle through space on September 11th and 12th during Great American Thrills at King's Dominion, brought to you by Safeway, featuring a different spectacular every weekend in September. And you save $1.50 off the regular price of admission with free discount coupons from Safeway. Great American Thrills at King's Dominion. It's a blast.
America is a lot of fun. America is a song that's just begun. America is the story of the years. America is a powerful idea.
Water power. It's one way we can reduce our dependence on foreign oil while helping to keep your electric rates down. That's why VEPCO will build two lakes, one emptying downhill into the other. During the day, the falling water will produce electricity. And at night, when there's less demand, we'll pump the water back up the hill using low-cost energy, like nuclear power. It's a simple, powerful idea from VEPCO.
Keep her light of freedom shining through the years. America is a powerful idea.
These are your information stations, WJMA and WJMA-FM, Orange.
I like to put on Sharp Shaw.
672.
Mm-hmm. Oak Dining.
672-1000. 672-1000.
And welcome, Swap Shop. Is on the air from 9:30 to 10 Monday through Friday mornings here at WJMA. Phone number 672-1000 if you have something for Swap Shop. Two items per call and two calls per week, and no commercial items on Swap Shop are our three basic and simple rules. We do have some other intricacies of the program. We'll get into those as we move along. We've got folks waiting on the phone already this morning, so let's begin. Good morning. You're first on Swap Shop. How are you today?
I talked to you earlier.
Yes.
I wanted to let you know I got rid of the little Benny chicken just today.
Did you? Glad to hear
yes.
that.
Yes. They got a good home. They're on a farm.
Are they?
And what? I have a couple more pairs that I would like to sell.
Okay.
A pair of Japanese silkies, and I got some black chickens down here. They're Polish with white top knots, and I'd like to sell a pair of those.
All right.
It's $5 a pair.
For either pair?
Yes.
Okay.
And the number is 832 3527.
832-3527.
Uh-huh. That was a lady came in. The lady that got the bandy, she wanted me to save them until Friday, a week from the day, but I can't depend on something like that.
Oh, gosh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
That is.
So I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 832-3527, 832-3527, 832-3527. Pair of Japanese silkies and a pair of Polish chickens for sale today. It's call number one on Swap Shop. That's call number one. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is the lady that's moving tomorrow.
Uh-huh. You've got something left.
Yes. I got rid of my bed.
Did you?
Yes.
Good.
I did sell the bed.
Good.
But I also still have that very large bag of assorted clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take anything just to get out of here. Just enough to give me gas this week, so I'll take a couple dollars for it, if
okay.
anything.
Okay.
I also have a record player I'd like to sell. It's a GE solid state.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking $15 for it.
Okay.
And I paid 50. It's in very good shape.
All right.
And it's 672-5530.
5530.
Mm-hmm. I will be here all day.
Okay. I thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
672-5530 is the phone number. 672-5530, the telephone number. That's call number two on Swap Shop this morning, and she has a large bag of clothes for sale. Let that go for a song almost, and a record player for $15. Good morning. You're next on Swap Shop.
Good morning. I have about five dozen half-gallon glass canning jars I'd like to sell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the number is 948-4610.
4610.
That's right.
Okay. Be around all day?
I'll be here until around noon today, and then off and on any time after that.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 948-4610, the phone number, 948-4610, about five dozen half-gallon canning jars. 948-4610 is the phone number. That's call number three this morning on Swap Shop. Have two postcards today, and the first one says, "Dear sir, please put on Swap Shop for sale. Mrs. Cotton and Knit Dress Slacks, and tops and shoes, sizes 10 and 12. Also, some dresses size 16 will sell cheaply. 672-2184, the phone number, 672-2184 is the telephone number. 672-1000 is how you reach us for Swap Shop, and we've got more people on the phone lines. Good morning, you are next on Swap Shop.
Name is Clarence Hensley.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to put a half-size metal bed with springs and a full-size metal bed with springs and a silver-tone dry cell table model radio.
Okay. And your phone number?
672-5300.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
672-5300, the phone number. 672-5300 is the telephone number. He has a full-size and a half-size bed with springs and also a table radio for sale today. That's call 4 on Swap Shop, and the phone number is 672-5300. 672-5300. Good morning. You're next on Swap Shop.
Yes, I'd like to purchase a pickup truck, not a new one, a used old like one, and also a dinette table and four chairs. And you can call any time at 832-5315. Thank you.
5315?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. 832-5315 is the phone number, 832-5315 is the phone number, and that's a buy order for a used pickup truck and also a dinette table with four chairs. And again, that phone number is 832-3515, call number 5 today on Swap Shop. 672-1000 is our telephone number. Good morning, you are next on Swap Shop.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd like to put on two engines to sell.
Uh-huh.
It's a 352 Ford engine with transmission.
Mm-hmm.
And a flathead Ford engine. And my number is
854-4898.
4898. Okay, thank you.
Be there all day?
Yes, we'll.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 854-4898, the phone number, 854-4898 is the telephone number. 854-4898 has a 352 Ford engine and a flathead Ford engine for sale today. Good morning, you're next on Swap Shop.
Hi, I'd like to buy a used refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to be too old, but, it doesn't have to be brand new, of course, and at a reasonable price.
Okay.
And the phone number would be 832-3067.
3067. Mm-hmm. You looking for a regular size refrigerator?
Yes, or one smaller. It doesn't have to be real large.
Okay. See if we can find one today.
All right. Thank you.
Sure enough. Bye-bye. 832-3067 is the phone number. 832-3067 is the phone number. And that's a buy order for a used refrigerator today. Call number 7 on Swap Shop. That's call 7 today on Swap Shop. Good morning. You're next on the air.
I have a couple of 10-gallon milk cans
mm-hmm.
that's already been painted and everything that I want to put on Swap Shop and a living room chair.
What kind of living room chair is that?
It's a flowered living room chair. It's in the flowered design.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's the phone number?
832.
Uh-huh.
3090. 3090. Yeah, because these milk cans, I've already got them painted and got the eagle and everything on them.
You painted them black?
No, they're painted antique green in their, 10-gallon milk cans.
Uh-huh. I imagine they look mighty attractive.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
832-3090. 832-3090. Some 10-gallon milk cans are just what you have been looking for. That's your phone number, 832-3090. Also has a dining room chair for sale this morning. Good morning. You are next on Swap Shop.
Good morning. I would like to put a cattle body for a pickup truck
mm-hmm.
on the Swap Shop.
Okay.
It will fit a truck 6'6".
Uh-huh.
And it's in good condition. We'll take $25 for it.
Right.
And the number to call is 832-2864.
6-4.
Yes, sir, and it'll be somebody around all the time.
I'm glad to hear that.
From 8, well, we'll be here at home all the time, and we'll be around the barn from 8 to 4.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye. 832-2864 is the phone number to call. 832-2864 is the phone number for a cattle body for a pickup. Fit a 6'6" pickup, and they'd like to have $25 for it. That's call 9 this morning on Swap Shop. Call number 9 on Swap Shop today. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I have a Johnson's Wax and Beautify Polisher.
Mm-hmm.
And I want $25 for it.
Okay.
And I have a tree well roaster, server, and a broiler. It's just like new with a rack. And I'll take $25 for that. And my number is 672-3221.
3221.
That's right.
And how much did you say you wanted for the polisher?
$25.
$25.
It's a wax and beautify and a polisher together for hardwood floors.
Oh, right. One of those fancy jobs.
Yeah, it's real nice, just like new.
Does it work pretty well?
Yeah, it works grand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.